And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Let's talk to our good friend, Dr. Kevin Most, is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Kev, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Pete. How about you? Staying warm?
Ah, oh, geez, man. That was a shocker when you got in your car this morning, let me tell you.
Sure was.
It's cold and flu season, especially now, man. I mean, it's just crazy. And when you go to the grocery stores, you see these immune packets.
Yeah.
Do these work? Because people that buy the immune packets are usually sick, right?
Yeah. So I'll tell you two things there. One, when you go to the grocery store and you want to keep yourself healthy, I wouldn't rush to the immune packets. The first thing I would do is take that wipe that they provide right at the front and wipe off the cart that you're going to use. Because that will do more to protect you from getting sick than the immune packet that you're going to buy.
If you can find them, because half the time they're out.
That's a good point.
I just wear gloves. Just keep my gloves on.
You keep your gloves on the whole time?
Sometimes. It's cold in there anyway.
My wife, I brought it in today. My wife takes the Emergen-C, the Immune Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen these powder packets?
Absolutely.
Do they work?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Pete. A lot of people do them. They do Airborne. They do Emergen-C. They do a lot of these that they say, and it's great marketing by the companies. Take this. It tastes good. It'll keep you healthy. And what we find is that it's actually, and you look at it, you go, man, look at all these vitamins that are in here. Look at all these things that are going to help me. The body has a system of doing what it needs with vitamins. So Linus Pauling thought, take as much vitamin C as you possibly can, and you will stay healthy. That's the basis for a lot of these products that you're seeing. Unfortunately, numerous studies have shown that you take a lot of these vitamins, all it's really going to do is get filtered by your kidneys. The body's only going to keep what it needs, and it really doesn't add a whole bunch to you. Someone that doesn't follow a very good diet, this might be pretty helpful.
What about vitamin D? I thought you were supposed to take vitamin D, especially now during the wintertime. You're supposed to take vitamin D over 1,000 milligrams a day.
Absolutely, 100%. And Pete, you hit on probably the most important one. During the spring, summer, and fall, we make enough vitamin D by our skin being exposed to sunlight. We have chemicals in our bodies from our diet that actually produce vitamin D when they are hit by UV light. Well, during the winter, we don't get enough sunlight. Days like today where you go to work and it's dark, you come home and it's dark, we don't get exposed to it. And you really can't get enough vitamin D in your diet. Even though we've fortified milk since 1920, everyone should be taking a vitamin D supplement this time of the year.
So 4,000 this time of the year? What do you think?
Yeah, I take between 2,000 and 4,000. You know, I do the vitamin D, the little gel caps. They're 2,000. Some days I'll take two. Some days I'll take one. And people say, you know, why do we really need vitamin D? My bones are already developed. But really, vitamin D protects us from heart disease, from osteoporosis. So people who are older who have bone issues should definitely be taking it. And it's actually been shown to improve your chances of not getting breast cancer or prostate cancer. So it's a great vitamin to take. 2,000 to 4,000 a day is plenty.
I went to a doctor.
And really only need it during the summer, or during the wintertime.
I went to a doctor 4 years ago, had my blood work done because I have high cholesterol. I work out all the time and I still have high cholesterol.
Yep.
And I wanted to see what was going on with my blood. And she said I was dangerously low on two things. Number one, vitamin D.
Yep.
And number two, iodine. I was tired all the time and couldn't figure it out. And she gave me iodine supplements. And it's helped. I take them every day.
So the vitamin D, now that is a great test for doctors to do because a lot of people are just like you, Pete. We don't take enough in our diet. We aren't outside enough, so we get depleted in it. Vitamin D is stored in our body when we have an excess of it. But when we don't have enough, we get depleted. And your doctor probably put you on some pretty high, she probably put you on 50,000 units for a while to get that back up so where your body has it back stored to a level.
Yep.
Iodine is very important for us. For our thyroid gland, which is our energy box, essentially, for the body. So combination of those two, you can explain. And then actually, hopefully, you feel much better after you corrected those two.
I mean, it was terrible. It was 1 p.m. I'd be driving, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. I'd have to pull over.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, and vitamin D as well. Even, you know, vitamin D, getting it decreases your chance of depression as well. In depression, we have sleepiness and tiredness and feeling of blah. So the combination of those two, you had a bad run there for two bad things today.
I mean, that's rough stuff, being depressed and low on vitamin D. So D is better than C. You need to take D every day, not vitamin C.
No. Vitamin C, you know, we probably get enough of it in our diet if you eat properly. And any excess vitamin C, you're not storing it. It's a water, what we call a water-soluble vitamin. So it's filtered through your kidneys and eliminated. Where vitamin D, you're not getting enough in your diet unless you're drinking gallons of milk every day, eating salmon, you know, getting those foods that have some vitamin D. But none of us do that. So we have to.
Well, Dave Ennett does.
That's true.
Besides Dave. Yes.
I try.
981-7200, 312-981-7200. Getting text messages now. What about echinacea? Echinacea. I take echinacea every single day.
Yeah, so a lot of the herbs, you know, the herb supplements, they're fine to take, and sometimes a lot of them are going to be shown to help people, St. John's Wort, echinacea. But also be kind of careful because some of them interact with medications. So you want to make sure that you don't have a drug interaction from another medication you're taking, whether it be for your heart, a blood thinner, or cholesterol.
I'm a 55-year-old woman, and I take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D every day. Is that too much?
Well, it's not going to be too much. You know, it's probably good to take that amount during the winter, but during the summer, you don't need it. So you're essentially wasting your money, because if you're outside, your body is going to make plenty of vitamin D to maintain, as well as to store some additional vitamin D for those days that you don't get out. So I really say 2,000, 4,000. If she really wants to take it because of the chance of osteoporosis and wants to keep her bones strong, she can drop down to 2,000 and she would be just fine.
Does this weaken your bones, taking too much vitamin D?
It doesn't weaken your bones. Vitamin D is necessary for us to absorb calcium. So when we take calcium in, if we don't have vitamin D, we don't absorb it well. And if we don't absorb it well, then it's not placed in the bones. So we really want to make sure that we have the right vitamin D to maintain our calcium, because believe it or not, we all think our bones are stable. They actually turn over that calcium. So we want to make sure we continue to replenish it so we don't get osteoporosis.
Do you believe in vitamins, Doc? Because a lot of doctors don't.
I do. I personally do. I take a multivitamin every day. And people say, well, why? You can get enough in your diet. Unfortunately, we all should realize that our diets are not perfect. We live in a very stressful world right now. And really, when you stop and look at what you eat, do you really get enough? If you're Dave Ennett and you're eating kale and you're eating healthy, Dave probably does not need a vitamin. But a lot of us, a good multivitamin is going to keep us, is going to be exactly what we need to stay healthy.
All right. Dr. Kevin Most on the line. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, now, despite whatever, however healthy I might be, I have a cold. So went to the store yesterday to try to figure out what to take. And it's kind of in my head, and I just sort of had that drip going, Doc. And so here's my issue. I don't want to take something that's going to keep me wired so I can't sleep, which is what I ended up doing last night. But I don't want to take like NyQuil, which will zonk me out. So
right.
I say, how do you know you're taking something that's not going to keep you up, or it's not going to leave you feeling drowsy the next day?
Yeah, Dave, unfortunately for you, you have one problem, and that is that you travel as much as you do. And when you get on airplanes, you're talking about what I call the daycare of adults, where you'll sit next to somebody, they're coughing, they're hacking, they're sneezing, and it's one time in your life you can't get up and move. You are going to get exposed to more and more viruses every, you know, all season now until basketball's over. So what can you do? Really know what we call, what a lot of the medicines are, we call them garbage can. They throw everything in there in the hopes that one of the medications is going to take care of the one symptom you have versus being more selective. So for you, like you said, NyQuil. Look what's in NyQuil. Tylenol's in NyQuil. Alcohol's, there's a lot of ingredients in NyQuil. They're going to make you fall asleep. But if you really say, hey, you know what? My problem is the runny, drippy nose. Okay, then you're going to want antihistamine. You're going to want something that's going to try to slow down that runny, drippy nose. If other people say, oh, my God, my head feels like it's going to explode, that's the person that needs something like Mucinex, which is an expectorant, which is going to loosen this up. You're going to cough more. You're going to blow your nose more, but that's going to be gone. So really, you need to look at your symptoms and take the medication that's specific for the symptom that's concerning you.
I love taking NyQuil.
Okay.
I love taking NyQuil.
But when you have to get up for the morning show, that's
it's rough.
Rough stuff.
But the crazy dreams. Does anybody else have crazy dreams like me when you take NyQuil?
No.
I mean,
I
just
take it
off the charts
anymore.
Crazy. Dr. Kevin Most is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Doc, hold on a second. We're going to talk more about colds and lack of sleep and caffeine, okay?
You got it.
WGN, Dr. Kevin Most on the phone with us. We're talking about colds. Doc, can you catch a cold walking out in the cold?
Well, your mom told you that, didn't she?
Don't go outside with wet hair. My 11-year-old son, Charlie, always has wet hair. I'm like, put on a hat, man. We don't want you to catch a cold.
Yeah.
Because my mother said that to me.
Right. Did she ever say that in the middle of the summer?
No, she never did. Huh. But it wasn't cold. It's always warm.
Correct. So it's kind of amazing that the cold and the temperature is not going to cause you, obviously, to get a cold. Colds are caused by viruses, and we get exposed to more viruses during cold and flu season, and therefore, wearing the hat is not going to protect you. If you wear the hat and someone sneezes in your face, I don't care whether your hair is dry or what, you're still going to get that cold. So it probably makes sense from a comfort point of view, but it certainly won't protect you from getting a cold.
So should we have the sanitizer with us at all times?
You know, this time of the year, kind of be careful about it. It's a good idea. You go into a public area. The grocery stores are probably the most common one where you're going to grab a shopping cart that someone has just used.
Little
kid is sat there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And cleaning your desk and cleaning your area, especially if you share it with others. Those are probably the biggest ones. You can't protect it. And there's so many people that are going to touch areas. Doorknobs are very classic for it. Because viruses will unfortunately live on material for, 6, 8, 12 hours in some cases.
Well, Mary wears her gloves into the grocery store, but what if you take your glove and you scratch your face? The germs are on the glove, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. The biggest thing is going from your hand to your face, and that's how we get sick.
Don't pick your nose. Don't put your fingers in your ears. That's how you stay healthy.
Correct.
That's how you do it. 708 area code. Why does it always seem the doctor never gets sick, even though they're always exposed to sickness? How come doctors don't get sick?
Yeah, it's interesting. Someone asked me, they said, when's the last time you took antibiotics? And I had to stop and think, and it's been over 20 years since I've taken an antibiotic. And yet I see sick people, when I see patients all the time. If you notice, the most important thing with a doctor, what he does is as soon as he walks in the room, he's going to wash his hands. That's reassuring for you to make sure that he's not bringing anything to you. But I can tell you, as soon as he's done seeing you, he washes his hands. It just shows you the importance of it. The other thing you'll also notice that we kind of stand to the side. When someone's going to cough, we're not right in front of you. We know where to stand and we know what to look for. But the most important thing is obviously hand washing.
Right. So people cough into their hands. They need to cough into their elbow.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
And doctors have been exposed to so much through their training in that their immune system is kicked up a little bit as well.
How about lack of sleep this time of year? People are running around. There's more parties, lots more caffeine. How much is too much caffeine?
Yeah, well, it's interesting when we talk about caffeine, because how much is too much? Do you really need caffeine? You really don't. There's a lot of people who are on totally caffeine-free diets and don't take in any caffeine. But it's the one socially acceptable stimulant that we have. 300 milligrams of caffeine a day is about what the average is here. And we know that there are good things about caffeine. It's a stimulant. It increases our brain function, increases our metabolism. There's bad things. Insomnia is one of them. But do we really need that much? No. I'd say the biggest concern these days with caffeine is the energy drinks. We got to be really careful because there's high amounts of caffeine in those.
I thought the 5-hour energy shot was a cup and a half of coffee.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
So you get 100 milligrams or 125 milligrams of caffeine, and it is going to work for 5 hours. That's the one big thing that we need people to understand is that caffeine in some people can last 6-8 hours. Is it too much? It can be a little stress on the heart. It's going to make you a little hyper, but there really isn't going to be a problem with it. It's been proven that it hasn't had many huge side effects in people.
And what is it with Red Bull? I can drink pop at night, but if I have a Red Bull, I can't get quality sleep. I'm waking up throughout the night.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how much caffeine is in Red Bull, but you look at Monster, you look at some of these other, and they're well north of 100, 120 milligrams, so that's in a one quick shot there. So Red Bull is probably going to be right up there. I haven't even looked at that to see how much caffeine is in Red Bull.
So the moral of the story is not too much caffeine. Make sure you wash your hands and put a hat on if you have wet hair.
Yeah, and take caffeine at the right times. I mean, if it's going to be your go-to stimulant in the morning versus a Diet Coke, which I would strongly recommend, because caffeine actually protects us from mouth cancer, protects us from some other cancers as well. So caffeine in a coffee form is fine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding when I say this. My mother's had 12 children, and she weighs about 115 pounds, maybe 110 pounds. She drinks 6 cups of coffee a day, easily. Yeah. She always has coffee in her hands.
It's amazing the people that can have regular coffee at 10 o'clock at night and still go to sleep.
Oh, she'll pour herself a cup of coffee, watch the weather, and fall right to sleep. That was the big joke. Weather puts my mother to sleep, 10 o'clock weather. Yeah. Nice. Dr. Kevin Most, thanks, Doc. Merry Christmas. Great to talk to you.
Same to you, Pete. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
And Dr. Kevin Most, brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better at 720 WGN. Jingle.